Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, guess what? Today is Cracker Jack Friday. There's always a special nugget of wisdom to be discovered today. So let the miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you, wherever you might be in the world.
Okay, you ready for some question answers?
Sure. Here we go.
All right, let's jump in. And here's a really good one. Someone said that they have extended family, and one of the questions they had is, how do you handle disciplinary measures with your extended family? And a little background, as we asked for clarification, their idea was that, you know, do you let your family spank your children? Do you, you know, let them have charge over your children? And how do you keep that balance and keep that happy? I thought it was a pretty good question. So what do you think?
A very good question. I think the young lady who had asked this, the young mom who had asked this, does come from quite a large family. So when they all get together, all the aunts and uncles and maybe grandparents feel free to correct everyone else's child. And so, and I understand that when you're all together and there's a large family. I know when our kids were growing up, I have two siblings and we would all come together with our children. I have five children. My sister has three biological children and one adopted child. My goodness, here I go. And then my brother has four children. So of course, when we would get together, there was quite the group.
And I would tell you that they're pretty close in age too. So
yes,
when we all got together, there was a whole bunch of the same age close to it.
It was so much fun. And you know, there are unsaid, can I say, boundaries?
I was thinking there for a moment you were going to say it was chaotic or it was crazy. And you were like, it was so much fun. I love that.
It was. It was so much fun. The kids so looked forward to that. And actually, we look back at those memories that we made over holidays or just times that we got together. There were a few vacations we were able to take together as a family. And our kids just look back at that with so much fondness. They loved those times. And it was loud and chaotic. It was crazy, but a lot of fun. And what I was going to say is there were some unsaid boundaries, if you will, whereas, you know, maybe an aunt or uncle, if they saw something happening that could actually hurt a child, they would, of course, rescue them. Or if there was something that the child was about to do that would damage some property, we would stop them. But the boundary being, you know what, I'm going to go get your mama. Or maybe it was, excuse me, let's not tip over Nana's lamp right now. And then we would go find the mom and say, hey, your child is, and I'm trying hard not to use names because all of my nieces and nephews would be like, really, Aunt Bethley, did you just say that?
Oh, say their name.
But anyway, so I guess in our family, just practically speaking, we just observed some of those unsaid boundaries, but there may be in your extended family, there may be a need to communicate it instead of just thinking, well, of course my siblings are not going to spank my child. Of course my siblings wouldn't yell at my child. You may run into a situation where you have an aunt or an uncle who is a little overly zealous. I would say, just from my experience, usually those are the ones who are single and don't have children, or the ones who are newly married and still don't have children, and so they expect a lot out of kids.
That's a good point. That can happen.
But it could be other parents who have a different parenting technique than you do or philosophy than you do. And so it may just be that you need to sit down and say, hey, if it's okay with you, would you please just, if you see our child doing something that you think is out of line, would you come and get one of us, either me or my husband, and let us take care of it? That way our child is, you know, feel safe with whatever disciplinary measures are taken.
That's really good advice. And, you know, I was thinking, as you were talking there, that one of the things that happens is we have, you know, the variety.
Right.
We will have some, you know, parents that would like never, ever correct somebody else's child. And then we have others that, you know, we're just very comfortable doing so. Your kid needs it. I'll take care of it.
That's true. And then there's different parenting styles is, you know, some are more permissive. Sure, my child can run through the house and do whatever. And then there are some parents who are, you know, no, we're going to sit and look at a book.
So the answer definitely would be we need to take the time to allow the differences.
Yes. Give grace.
So probably the answer there too is communicate.
Yes.
So if there's an expectation, you know, I can't expect, you know, somebody else's children to obey by my standards. Mm-hmm. They're not my kids.
Right.
But if, you know, if they're at my house and there's an expectation or if we're all together and as a grandmother or whatever, you have an expectation, then the best way to handle that is to communicate it. Mm-hmm. And so you give grace, you communicate it, and probably add one more thought there. What do you do if in a moment something happens that just you absolutely disagreed with that?
Yes.
And that's probably worth thinking through. Mm-hmm. And I would just say that sometimes things do happen because people are people, and you know, maybe somebody goes farther than you thought they should have gone, or you know, took, you know, liberties with your kids as far as, you know, disciplining them or correcting them than you thought they should have.
Right.
Well, you don't overreact to that, because mm-hmm. an overreaction will cause a huge, huge problem down the road.
Right. Right.
And
you
so
don't
just
want
give grace.
A family rift. You can
Absolutely.
Give grace and just talk about it calmly. Later, maybe say, oh, I'm really sorry that you felt that my child acted up so badly that you had to spank them. Please next time, just why don't you give me a call? And probably something like that would only happen when you leave your child with an extended family member. So maybe even communicate that ahead of time. You
sure.
know, if you're leaving them with grandparents, hey, if something happens, why don't you just give us a call and let us talk to them? Please don't spank them. If you feel like your parents would spank your children, I, at this point with our one granddaughter who is practically perfect in every way, and we have another grandbaby due in November, I can't imagine spanking them at all. So anyway, I haven't been faced with that. So.
You have not, and I don't think you would.
No way. No.
No way. It's not going to happen, friends. So here's the second question that's probably along this similar idea, at least they're connected because they're about family. How do you handle family matters when there are differing standards?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the idea of that was, you know, we're trying to raise our children a certain way, but our family absolutely either disagrees or doesn't embrace that or would do something totally different. How do
right.
you maintain family relations when there's such different standards? How would you answer that question?
I would say just communicate it again. So,
and by that you would mean communicate expectations, right?
Yes. So if you're going to say, leave your child with grandparents, maybe, your parents, in-laws, whatever, and they are a little more permissive, say, with movies or television or music, then you can say, you know, while our kids are there, would it be okay if they do not watch? And you can just name it, or you can just say that they don't watch any television whatsoever. Or one of the rules that we put in our life with our children, if they were going to stay with someone, they had to reach out to us before they watched anything. So our kids would text us, you know, and before they even had cell phones, they could do that from Nana's phone or from David's parents. They could communicate with us and say, hey, is it okay with you if we watch? And they would name the movie. And then we could say yay or nay. And our parents were very good with that. They
Absolutely.
Would not, you know, think of putting our children down in front of a movie that we did not think was okay with them. So I would Yep. say communicate. And then there may be some things that happen in a home. Maybe you have parents, grandparents who are unsaved. So how would you answer that?
Well, I think the same thing would happen there because obviously we want our children to know their grandparents.
Right.
And if it's a situation to where there is just it's just absolutely diabolically different.
Yes.
I mean, in a sense of this is just really a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
You do communicate. Where you can communicate, you communicate. But sometimes you do have to separate. Sometimes
right.
you just have to say, you know what, my kids can't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
My kids can't, you know, be there without us.
Right.
And you it may not be something that you just say out loud unless you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But there does come a point. Most grandparents, and I would think in normal situations, and obviously some of you listening would have situations outside the norm perhaps, But in most situations, a grandparent wants time with their grandchild.
Yes. And I would say also in most situations, they will be safe even if they're with a grandparent who's not a believer.
Yeah, but if something is important to you, what you have to do then is simply make the expectation known. Mm-hmm. Both you declare it, sometimes you just have to declare it, but also maybe even form it in the sense of a request.
Right.
So that you could say something like, hey, I know we disagree on this, but would you be willing to honor this and name it?
Yes.
You know, I know that you listen to, you know, let's be extreme. I know that you listen to acid rock.
Right.
And we don't let our children listen to acid rock. Mm-hmm. Would it be okay when our children are around that you, would you honor the request when our kids are there and not listen to that? Mm-hmm. And if a person was like, hey, let me just tell you something. I don't care what you think. I will listen to what I want to in my house. Then a response like that says, okay, then we have to separate.
Right.
The grandkids cannot come to your house. Mm-hmm. And you do that with love. The Bible says, as much as lies within you, you live peaceably with all men.
Yes.
Isn't that God's word? Mm-hmm. And the implication is there are times when you can't, but make every effort to live peaceably with all men.
Yes.
And I think that's how you handle that. Do you agree?
I do. And I think probably both of these first two questions can be handled with communication.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Michael Barnett. Did you get a good surprise or a nugget of wisdom today? I know I always do when listening to the Youngs. Well, join us on Monday as Dave and Bethley discuss questions to consider in training our children. And I trust you have a fantastic weekend. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.